Starting Maseches Nos there, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the top with Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. That's Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Zekeinim Arishonim, the first Zekeinim, Miksosim Oyo Imrim, Chatzi Kav Atzomis, Vechatzi Lugdam Lechol. Roiva Atzomis Rivis Dam, Loy Lechol. What does this mean? Like we spoke out in the Mishnah, that we know when it comes to Tumas Oil, we assume, and that's what the Mishnah says in Olois, that a roiva kavatzomis and revius dam is enough to metama v'maga uv'masa uv'oil. It means touching, carrying it, and staying in the same tent as it, being on the same roof as it. And our Mishnah says, when it comes to nozim megalechalov, it says that it has to be chatzi kavatzomis and a chatzi lug dam. Now, that's our Mishnah and the Mishnah Olos. But the truth is that the Zakenim already talked about this, and it wasn't so clear at one point. So Rabbi Eliezer says, the Kedem Rishonim, they used to have a machlokes. Some of them said like this, that when it comes to Tumah and to Nozir and B'Megaleach Alav, the shear is Chatzi Kavat Somois V'Chatzi Lugdam. Like oil, for everything, which means Saif for Nozir, Saif for Tumas oil. Roi V'at Somois V'Rias Dam, Loi L'Koil. Roi V'at Somois V'Rias Dam is not Matama anything but oil. It's not Matama but oil, it's not Megaleach Alav. And some of them said, they said that Reivat Samas Rivas Dam is Matama for Nozir to Megaleach Lov and Matama oil. That means the Zakenim Rishonim held that it was consistent, that Sai Tumas oil, classic Tumas oil, and Sai Nozir Megaleach Lov taking haircut on it, they were both the same halachas. There was no difference between them. Bezdin Shalach Reim, a later Bezdin came along and made this split and said, Omru. Chatzi kavat somos v'chatzi lugdam l'koil. If you have a chatzi kavat somos and a chatzi lugdam, it's metame and ba'oil, and a nozis megaleach alav. Roi v'at somos v'rius dam l'chuma v'kachim, which means it makes you tame for chuma and kachim, if you're in the same oil in it. Ava loy l'nozir v'oisa pesach. But nozir and oisa pesach don't have this. Don't have, will not become tame enough to megaleach alav, or enough to push off the current pesach from this roiva atzomers. You need a shear of chatzi kav and chatzi lug dam. That's what the later ones came along and said, because that was a lachal Moshe Sinai. That was their lachal Moshe Sinai. And they held like our Mishnah. Basically, the Ben Shach Reim is like our Mishnayis. Our Mishnah in Mesechus Nozer says, chatzi kav and chatzi lug, like we have in our Mishnah, our Mem Tesem and Beis, v'chatzi kav atzomers v'chatzi lug dam, the Nozer is megaleach on it. And we have the Mishnah Alois that says Revias Dam and Reva Kav. That is like Bezdin Shel Achrayim that says Chatzi Kav Atzomis Chatzi Lug Dam L'Kol. But Reva Atzomis Revias Dam with Chum V'Kachim Aloy L'Noz Baz Pesach. And the Mishnah Alois talking Chum V'Kachim. So where is the Kasha? How does Bezdin Shel Achrayim? How do we pass the Bezdin Shel Achrayim? Mechti Einach Ras Shlishes Machras. What's the Gemara's question? Taisa's two pshatim. Pshat number one is, how do the younger generation, the next generation, be machriya? How are we paskin like the Talmidim against the Bezdin Rishonim? How does that happen? That's one version of the question. Version number two of the question. That the notion thing is hachra if none of them said such a thing. Hachra always means, if you have a machloikis between two things, then achra means I say halfway like you, halfway like you. Here, no one said such a thing. No one said a split. So no one said such a thing. That's not called a achra. That's a third shita. That's not called achra. Achra means you're machriya like halfway like that. This is a third shita. That you're splitting up to another. That's a third shita. So how do you pass like that? So my answer, I'll tell you why. Amru Yaakov Aidi, Pishmaya, Pishmua, Amru, Pichagi, Zechariah, Malachi. We heard this. The Bezdin Shel Achrayim didn't make this up, because we wouldn't pass like them then, you're right. But they heard this, Mepishmua, they had a Kabbalah from Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, they had a Kabbalah, this was Lachim Moshe Sinai, and therefore, we're soymach on them, and we're kavei halacha, because they had a good mekar for their halacha, they had a shmua from Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, and therefore, that is why our Mishnayis are soysim, like this Shita, which means that from Nozit Megaleach Alav, you need Chatzi Kav, of Atzomois and Chatzi Lug of Dam. And Mitam Voil for Chuma Kachim, for other things, that's enough. Roiva Atzomois and Revias Dam, that is enough. Zot Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah started off with a klal and it ended off with a klal. The beginning of the Mishnah, in the Testament, started off like this. Al Elu Tumois Hanozim Egaleach, and it goes, enumerates all the things. And it ends off, Al Elu Hanozim Megaleach. So start off Al Elu and end off Al Elu. What are we trying to say Al Elu? What are we trying to be Moisif? Or we're trying to tell you with those? So Zokta Gemara. Al Elu Hanozim Megaleach. Al Elu Dereisha is Lomute Etzem Kesaira. Etzem Kesaira is a unique situation. Etzem Kesaira, which means a bone the size of a barley, which is mentioned in our Mishnah. So some of the questions, a very good question, we'll come back to that in a second. But Etzem Kesaira is very unique. Etzem Kesaira, if it's in the same oil as the Etzem, you're not tame. And of course, the Nazim are not Megaleach on that. If you touch it or carry it, then you're tame, and the Nazim are Megaleach on that. So Etzem Kesaira is not going to the klal of that Yimitama boil. Because Etzem Kesaira is different. So Al Elu is saying, Al Elu, the following, you're in the same oil, you're Megaleach, but not Etzem Kesaira. You can ask me the question. The Mishnah actually mentions it before. If you look at the Mishnah, it's more to the end of that Mishnah. It says, "Val etzem kisayra magav amasa." So Tais explains that Al Elu is coming to exclude that. But then the Mishnah explains. It's very normal for a Mishnah to explain something. It's not like you have to have a ribui. The Mishnah explains it. And then what's the Elu in the Sefer? Al Elu raised with the kisayra dal magav amasa in val all eloy is no tumas oil. While Elu the Sefer lemuti even haschuches. So Tais learns it means even haschuches. Which is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that if you have these stones jutting out of a wall, and there was a mace under one of those stones, but you're not sure which stone you walked under. If you walked under the same stone that's being mahal over the mace, it's a roof over the mace, and you walked under that stone, you're tamei. But you're not sure. And usually, Safek Tumah B'Shisharabim is Tahar. We learn that from Saita. Safek Tumah B'Shisharabim is Tahar. So therefore, really, you should be Tahar. So the halach is, Midar Abanan you're tamei. So, but another is not Megaleach on that. Why not? Because only Tumah Derabanan. Another is not Megaleach on it. So we're saying, Al Elu, you have Noz Megaleach, but not Evan Eschachais. It's the first Mishnah. Again, like Tais explains, it's Tani V'Hadda Mefarish. We're giving you Al Elu, these are the ones excluding everything else, but there are exclusions, and that the Mishnah later on will explain.